Hi everybody, you're watching Money Matters. I'm Daljit Dhaliwal in New York. Thank you for joining us. Now, as we mentioned earlier, record fuel prices are crippling the nation's airlines, and as a result, some airlines are attempting to merge and others are raising fuel surcharges as well as their base fares. So what does it mean for passengers? Here to help us answer that question is Dan Gross, a senior editor at Newsweek. Now, he wrote a column in this week's magazine about the future of the airline industry. Hi, Dan. Thank you very much for joining us on Money Matters.
Good to be here.
So, well, let's start with this merger of Delta and Northwest. Talk us through briefly, what does it mean for passengers?
Well, it shouldn't mean all that much for passengers. Delta and Northwest do not have a lot of overlapping routes. Their press release said that there are only kind of 12 direct routes where they're overlapping. Northwest is very strong, obviously, in the north and the west, the Midwest. Delta's dominant in the south, the eastern seaboard. So it shouldn't make a whole lot of difference for your typical traveler in terms of the choices they have, the routes they have.
And in terms of just the general kind of mayhem that the airline industry is going through right now, what does that mean in terms of the big picture if these mergers start to happen and become more and more frequent?
Well, there are two possibilities here, two potential outcomes. One is that these airlines, by merging, will reduce their costs, become more profitable, be able to invest in new planes, improve service generally. That's the hope of the shareholders of these companies. The second is that they will reduce capacity. In other words, when you have fewer airlines out there, there's a little less competition, they're going to take some planes out of circulation. What that means is that existing planes, existing flights will be a little more crowded, and in theory, they should have more leeway to raise fares. That's part of the hope of some of these mergers, is to take some of the vicious competition that exists out there, reduce it so that they get a little more breathing room.
And what does that mean for the flying public? I mean, generally, is that a good thing for them, or will we have to wait and see?
Well, the price rising, of course, is not a particularly good thing. But I argued in my column in Newsweek this week that what we need is a little less capacity. You know, one of the things that has made flying so miserable, especially in the New York, Washington, Boston area, is that there are just too many planes. Too many planes on the runway, too many planes in the airspace. The airlines have not had incentive to reduce their capacity. So to the extent it means there are fewer flights, you know, sitting on the runway at LaGuardia, sitting at the runway at Reagan National, some of this reduced capacity may make flying more pleasant, if not more cheap.
And you said an interesting thing in your column, the Money Culture column this week. You talked about how a recession could actually help the industry. How come?
Well, two things happen when you get a recession. One, on the business side, corporations look to slash spending, and one of the things they look to do is cut business travel. There are less deals going on, less transactions, fewer reasons for people to be flying around. A second is that discretionary flyers, people going on vacation, you know, that's a big ticket item that gets reduced when people are feeling pinched. So more people will be driving to the beach instead of flying down to Florida. After the last recession, the capacity of airlines nationwide was reduced by 15%. In other words, a lot of planes were taken out of circulation, freeing up space, making airports less crowded. I don't think that we'll see that much of a reduction, but we've already seen that last month the number of flights taking off from American airports was down almost 2%. From the same month in the year ago. So we're starting to see fewer planes out there.
And in terms of the general flying public, I mean, what does a recession mean for them? I mean, you've talked about what it may possibly mean for corporate America. I mean, do they then just sort of like tighten their belts and not travel at all, or do they find alternative ways of doing the kind of business that they need to be getting on with, especially if they're small business owners?
I think increasingly people will look to alternatives. You know, as you noted in the run-up to this, jet fuel costs are out of control, and airlines are passing that on. They're hitting people with fuel surcharges. They're charging you to check baggage. They're charging for food and all sorts of things. So it's making flying more expensive.